Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
So, guys, check in daily and make sure you subscribe with the little bell click to all three channels, and we will keep bucking the system, buckos and buckerettes.
Yes, one buck at a time.
Yes, absolutely. EE Arts, Heart's Home, Evolutionary, and there'll be a video coming up on Evolutionary with some touchier subjects of more geopolitical and plague upon the land subjects shortly thereafter this one. And we have another one coming out tonight. It's going to be a little bit more lighthearted about Bigfoot, by the way. So we see an urban search and rescue task force in California performing rescues by boat. Why? Because a levee broke. When the levee breaks. Oh, Led Zeppelin song. Great, great song, but not a good situation here. Pajaro, California, levee failure. You know, this situation is, it's not going to let up anytime soon. This is not going to let up anytime soon. And, you know, some of our family members were mentioning before yesterday, the food impact. Yeah, well, this agricultural community is famous for its strawberries. I can't live without strawberries. You know, strawberries and blueberries and bananas make up about a third of our diet right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they do, for sure.
We love our berries. And again, there you go. Another, in an indirect way, it's kind of an attack on the food system. Well, kind of, I know. We're just being gentle. Daniel Swain over here. I am considerably more concerned regarding more widespread flood risk and wind damage in some spots as well with the next atmospheric river, Monday, Tuesday, than with the past Friday event. So, but wait, there's more.
There's always more, especially lately.
Yeah, this is building. Oh gosh, it just feels like 1861, 1862 is happening all over again. So he's more concerned with this one than the last one. And this is all layering on top of one another. By the way, there was at least 8 people lost after 2 boats collided near Black Beach in San Diego, California. We send prayers to their loved ones. And it's not just California. This is in Turkey. Heavy rains flood the streets of Dikili in Izmir. Yeah, absolutely. And there is actually a zombie storm that we had talked about. It's still sitting off the coast. And let me bring this up and I'll hand the mic off to our lovely assistant here.
Oh my gosh, what about that vocabulary word that they keep throwing in there, zombie this and zombie that, and you know, just dropping that word zombie all over the place is really disturbing to me. I don't know about you guys, but I don't like it. Every time I see that in the headlines, it's like they're, you know, they're transferring information for sure.
Yeah, we've talked about this storm, but just wanted to update it because, you know, you got 28 inches of further rainfall. The longest lasting cyclone ever recorded, period, 33 days. I mean, talk about biblical, 33 days. Hello, this is more Masonic than biblical, 33 days. Yeah, 110 mile an hour winds. It's just sitting there. Oh, the things you can do with technology.
Mm-hmm. I know. And it's going to keep building, too. So just very concerned about California. Do send your energy and love and anything you can over there to help people get through this.
And, what you know, this one, the zombie one that we're talking about, this is Mozambique, as you can see, this area over here. Now we're going to go on to a different type of potential flood disaster. Flood of people going to take their money out of the banks.
It's clear that during the financial crisis, there were investors and owners of systemic large banks that were bailed out, and we're certainly not looking. And the reforms that have been put in place means that we're not going to do that again. but we are concerned about depositors and are focused on trying to meet their needs.
Can you say whether these problems were unique to Silicon Valley Bank, or can you say whether there will be other regional bank failures?
Well, look, let me just say that we want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
Well, what was that look?
Well, you know, it's just the vocabulary words used, and now they're talking about contagion. You know, is that another weird word out there now?
Yeah, it's a key word. It's a key phrase, contagion, when it comes to biological or fiscal, right? Mm-hmm. We have to control the contagion. More can't be released. But again, this upside down, inside out, topsy-turvy world, usually the exact opposite is the thing that we see happen. Yeah, you can't trust the history books. You can't trust the science. It's always being rewritten. First Republic Corporate Banking, scheduled maintenance. This is scheduled maintenance. Yes, it's in progress until 3/12. Yeah, scheduled. Nothing to see here. Go back to sleep, zombies. Go watch your zombie storm, zombies. Yeah, they're all these code words. FDIC is already on site at First Republic Bank trying to determine the best path forward to protect depositors. Things are moving way faster than expected, given the accelerating bank run that has already reached a tipping point, or has it? You know, how long can they draw this out is part of the question, because again, they always seem to do draw these things out. 1/3 of U.S. deposits are in small banks. 50%, about, are uninsured. We're likely to see balances above $250,000 FDIC limit be withdrawn and moved to larger banks. If your company has $500,000 to $1 million in cash, would you leave it in one bank after this? So again, what's going to happen? What always happens? Consolidation of wealth and money into the hands of fewer and fewer. Again, if you're left with nothing but the big banks, like, you know, again, Chase, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, etc. All the mom and pops, you know, they want to wipe out all the mom and pops. You know, they ultimately want one global bank, one global system, no choices. That means complete, utter, total control. And this massive fire engulfs a high-rise building having multiple offices. You know, I was looking more into this. They did get the fire. This is in Pakistan, by the way. Pakistan that decided to send aid to Ukraine. Again, you know, is there any coincidences? There's no coincidences. Now, office building, and it doesn't seem like there was a massive loss of life, because this fire went the entire way of the building. I mean, this was, you know, very scary. And is it some sort of message? France's Senate passes controversial pension form. Again, this tells you they don't serve the people. No, when you got World War III going on in the streets of Paris, you know, because the people are so ticked off, they are so incised, and they go ahead and they pass it anyway. See, this is the thing. It's all been an illusion the whole time. It's all been a house of cards. It's all been just a charade. Now, you know, again, we could look to the Hopi prophecy, taking the masks off, right? The Kachinas, take the mask off. Well, you know, the global control system is taking the mask off. And you know what? We let you think we worked for you. They never worked for us in the first place.
It definitely that illusion breaking down day after day after day. And I look at these entities and I realize that everything they do is to create some form of sheer fear And the best thing we can do is just be very deliberate about our actions. Don't do anything super rash out of fear. Spin yourself out, burn yourself out, and nothing goes well for you. Just be very methodical at how you make your changes, what steps you take, and work on, if you're one who wants out of the system, continue to work toward that. I swear, I see so much stuff. It's just to create panic, but we have to keep finding our center if we want to walk out of this safely. They're going to do everything they can to get us to overreact.
And, you know, it's encouraging to see more and more people recognizing that the clouds we see every day are not normal. And as we've said, the main reason why, the number one reason why the sun is blocked out every day is because it's triggering evolutionary changes in your DNA. Yeah, there's other agendas in there as well. There are things like barium and aluminum up there. Absolutely. There's biological things up there. There's all sorts of things up there. More things than we would certainly want up there. It's good to see more and more people are catching on to this, you know, and saying, you know, why aren't people talking about this on a daily basis? It's because they are drinking the Kool-Aid, the fluoride, eating the GMO foods, eating the simple sugars on big FARMA. This is a zombie apocalypse. And, you know, apocalypse means unveiling. Hey, they've been, the masses have been zombies the whole time and haven't realized it.
Yeah, that's so sad too, because they really prey on the individual and their good nature, their good heart. In the world that we live in, people are so, they can be so mean to one another. You know, why are they mean? Because they're probably exhausted. They probably have problems going on at home. They might be in a fight with their partner, their spouse. And I think we just need to recognize that as everyone is going through a little something, and just be kind. When in doubt, be kind, always.
Absolutely, just like these guys. And look, this gentle giant loves his buddy.
And it's just adorable, and you wouldn't think that they would be pals, but they are. And why? Well, because they gave love a chance. Isn't that sweet?
As always, guys, thanks for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. We couldn't do it without you. Please do share the videos. Keep waking up people. Much love. Stay prepared. God bless, and namaste.
Namaste.